I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Tina Harris. She's with the City of Marquette's Arts and Culture Center, and we found out more about a special opportunity for you to do some very unique holiday shopping this weekend. Here's more with what's going on from Tina Harris.
This Saturday, November 18th, is our 18th annual holiday art sale from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., but we're not going to have it at the library in the lower level where the art center is. For the first time, we're going to try a new venue, and the Marquette Regional History Center is hosting the event. This is a great partnership, and the motivation for changing it after 18 years, it's the holiday art sale has been going strong since the opening of the art center. We want to bring in new audiences, better parking. You're right down in the hub of the downtown district. And the History Center is a great local nonprofit. So your $2 suggested donation for admissions to get in will go right to the History Center. But it will also include entrance to the exhibit hall, the dollhouse day, where they're putting out all their beautiful dollhouses, over 30 artists exhibiting. And it's going to be much more of an event, I believe.
Well, that was one thing I wanted to say is that, you know, it's been in the community room of the Peter Wright Public Library, which is a great space to do events and have the sale. But moving it into the center, which is on Spring Street in Marquette, it's going to be, to me, very open and airy with all the windows and the layout of that space, that it's going to have a nice, maybe more wintry feel by being able to see what's going on outside.
You're right. The beautiful windows. Everyone is in one room together. Beautiful decorations. I think there's going to be a real festive feel. There'll be gift wrapping by the Young History Club called the Fifth H. They'll be doing gift wrapping. There'll be a fancy bake sale with packaged ready-to-give gifts, baked goods, and spiced nuts. I think it's going to be really, really special. This year, we've always had a wreath company, Keweenaw Bay Wreath Company. This year, they were unable to do it, so Rock River Farms will be providing the greenery, and they're very excited. So some new people to the holiday art sale. Ryan Dahlman, who hasn't been in the sale for years, is coming back. We're really excited to have him. He is a ceramicist.
So for folks that aren't familiar with this, what kinds of things are usually for sale? Is it stuff created by local artists? What's there for people to check out?
Yeah, all of the work, it's a juried show, and there are no package things that artists will be putting together. It's original work by local artists. And we have everything ranging from ceramics, fibers, just weaving, different fiber artists. We have glass. We have blacksmithing. We have painting, draftsmen, jewelry. Almost anything that you can think of will be represented. A lot of new artist, photographer Lali Khalid will have photo transfers. The Queen City Calendar Group, which is out of DeVos Art Museum and Northern Michigan University, mm-hmm. puts together this beautiful, unique calendar. Just a wonderful printmaking. Everything.
Just a little
you can
bit
think
of everything.
Yeah, and all
but
price
it's all
ranges.
Local.
It's all local. And it's all fine art. And then also it highlights the History Center's gallery, their gift shop, because that has a lot of original local artists too. And a lot of people don't know that.
So let's give everybody the details. The sale is happening when and where, what are the hours, and how do folks get in there and find out more?
This coming Saturday, November 18th, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., at the Marquette Regional History Center, located on the corner of Spring and 3rd Street in downtown Marquette.
Certainly worth checking out. You said it's like a $2 suggested donation at the door.
$2 suggested donation.
But you can kind of wander around there and check out all kinds of stuff beyond the sale.
All the exhibits, their new temporary exhibit on logging marks, a lot of fascinating things. So even if you're not interested in Christmas shopping, if you're a history buff, it's a great opportunity to see the center.
That's the comments of Tina Harris with the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.